Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
That's awesome. Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Really awesome.
Awesome.
That's, so
that's awesome. Oh, awesome.
That's
awesome.
With Stephen Bradford.
Stevie B! Yo, buddy!
Woohoo!
This is Tuesday, and I don't know, do you have a sense of accomplishment? Do you have a feeling, a sense of just like a, did you take a deep breath after this weekend? First of all, how was your birthday?
The birthday was amazing, dude. It was, first of all, I got to celebrate with you guys, which was incredible weekend. The cake was the boss cake of all times. I don't know. I know you probably went to some freaking grocery store and found that in the section somewhere, but it was one of the best cakes I've ever had, ever.
I got to tell you, I think it was waiting for us, partially because no one else wanted it.
Because of the colors?
I mean, it was a Miami Vice cake is basically what it was.
Oh, it was incredible, dude.
It
was incredible. It matched my shirt. It matched my shoes. It matched the 80s, everything that I love. And it was just incredible.
Well, so me and Brandon, we went into the store. We're like, oh, my God, look at that. Well, that's kind of perfect for Steve. But it was not in the section with the delicious cakes. It was like it looked like a bit of an outlier.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, let's see what else they have. And they had this this almonds cake that looked delicious. It looked delicious. And I was do we do delicious or do we do like kind of fun? And so
we
had the delicious cake in line. We had it on the conveyor belt. And then we looked at each other and we're like, this is wrong. We're going against our better judgment here. Our instincts.
That's right. You gotta follow your gut instinct.
You gotta follow our gut instinct. So Brandon runs back. There's a guy behind us. We have, you know, ridiculous things on the conveyor belt, by the way.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know,
I'm
because
sure.
we're buying for a poor Chuck night. So we have, you know, some adult beverages,
snacks, cake.
Yeah. Like just like, you know, and the guy behind us just wants like two bottles of water or something like that. You know, when you're at the grocery store behind somebody and you just want your one thing and they're just wasting your time you know. And so then Brandon just jogs back.
Yeah.
And then
comes
back with this ridiculous
dude, like
color explosion. And the guy's
it was amazing.
FML, I think is what he said. Yes. The kids will know what that meant.
Okay, great.
So anyway,
it was amazing. The cake was amazing. I had frosting on my face for about 4 hours afterwards.
Yeah.
And it was a great night. And then I worked yesterday on my birthday. It was nice. Some people sent some cupcakes. It was nice. Some fans.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome. Had a nice dinner and the kids got me a longboard skateboard.
Because
I go scoot, like I'll go for a walk with Brooklyn, or Sheree and I will go for a walk after dinner with Brooklyn and she'll use her scooter.
Right.
But sometimes she'll go, Dad, let's go. You know, I want a scooter. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll take you, whatever. I said, oh, it'd be really cool if I had a longboard, you know, skateboard. And she remembered that. And she told my wife, and this was like, when Brooklyn gets something on her mind, it's going to happen. I'm just going to tell you now, she's relentless in her pursuit of whatever she wants. And so it was a big deal to get the longboard. So yesterday, because McKenna's been skating too, she'll skate in the alley and stuff. She has this thing called an egg board, which is a smaller board, kind of shaped like an egg, but not really. But it's a really short skateboard.
Okay.
And she loves it. So yesterday I got the, you know, skateboard, and then Sheree made dinner. So during that time we went out, all just me and the girls, and it was awesome, dude. Skateboarding and just hanging out and making stupid videos. And it was fun.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it was great. And then I had dinner and one more piece of cake.
Yes.
And I've hit my cake quota for 2021.
I was going to say, you got into it. I like it.
Yeah. So, and then that was it, man. and here I am at work again. So that sounds great. Good. Yeah, it's all good.
All right. As your concerned business partner here,
what's the problem?
No, there's no problem.
Well, you said you're concerned. That means there's a problem.
Well, no, as like, you know, skateboarding as a,
that's what my wife said.
50 something year old man. Are you like, can Dude, we all, can we all, can
I'm
we
crushing
all,
it.
Can we all sign your cast in July on the tour?
Hey, don't put that out there. Sorry. Don't put that out there. Hey, you son of a. If I can sign your back brace for pickleball, you can sign my cast. Hey, I know. Listen, dude, I was freaking hauling ass down this hill yesterday.
Oh,
and I
no.
And I started getting the speed wobbles. I'm like, because your first instinct is to bail.
Of course.
Self-preservation is the first instinct. You're like, just jump off and whatever, take whatever's going to happen. So I'm like, just hold on. Cause it's going, boop, 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 you know, cause we're going pretty fast down a hill.
Oh yeah.
And I made it cause it was a hill that went up a hill. So you
sure.
slow down
yeah.
naturally, but yeah, it's probably not the greatest idea, but it's a lot of fun.
Sure. But I mean, longboards are pretty stable.
They're bigger tires usually.
Yeah.
A little more stable than regular shortboard, because I used to skateboard a lot, and you know, you hit a rock and you're going flying.
Right.
It's stopping that's your brakes on a skateboard when you hit a rock. So, and with this, there's
when
no
you're trying to stop, you look for a rock.
Yeah. Well, not the best idea. But with the longboard, there's no really way to stop. Like, you gotta
just
jump off and run with the board and stop the board.
You can edge a little bit on a longboard, right? But not when you're moving that fast.
But you got to be really good to like throw the brakes on like that.
Yeah.
Like you could literally push the back out and stop yourself, but I'm not that good yet. So,
right. Yeah.
So I might get there, but it's a lot of fun. I should probably wear like elbow pads or knee pads or something, but.
Or maybe, what are we really protecting in your head? Are you wearing a helmet?
No, I got enough hairspray on, dude. I just put more Aquanet on when I leave and I knock on it three times and it makes a noise and I go out. It's great.
But Finola has a little skateboard and but it's really little and it's not very, I feel like it's hard for her to learn on because it's really little and you know, like it's this little purple plastic thing. It's really cute.
No, that's bad, dude. You got to just get a regular size. There's like a kid size, but it's a real skateboard. If she has any interest in it, I think it's a horrible idea.
Oh, okay.
Like I think because Shuri bought Brooklyn's roller skates.
Yeah. Oh.
And as fun as roller skating is, I mean, Shuri broke her wrist as a 4-year-old roller skating.
Yeah. Roller skates, like, yeah. We may have talked about this before, but the roller skate versus rollerblade thing. I know rollerblade is kind of like it was a 90s thing, so people think of it as a retro thing. But I thought as an invention overall, it trumped roller skates.
Yeah, probably say I would say it's probably safer.
Well, because you can ride, you have more control.
Yeah, yeah.
You can ride.
It's
an
like
edge.
Ice skate. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, you can ride that's an edge true. And. Yeah. Versus having to stay on top of four wheels.
Correct. Yeah.
You have, I don't know. That's just me, but
roller skating's back, dude. Like these roller rinks are starting to fill up again.
No,
like,
I know.
It's coming back. It's coming back.
I feel like that's almost like a retro thing.
Totally is.
So maybe in 10 years, roller blades will be retro.
We'll be back. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, but we're going to go to a roller rink. We're going to take the kids. It'll be fun.
Amazing. So, as you mentioned, we had a really fun weekend.
Yes, we did. Yes, but I do feel a sense of relief.
Yeah.
That it's over because there's a lot that goes into that whole thing.
Yeah,
which is a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
Right.
But and now I took a breath and now we have July.
Right, which is only like 3 weeks away.
Not even, sir. 2 weeks.
Oh, for real?
July 9th.
Right, because it's the second week of our...
Yes. Dude, this is the 4th coming up Sunday, and then the next weekend we fly out. Surprise! Because then you got to get back in the mode of thinking that way.
Yeah.
Got to work on my set. I got to, because you know, and I'm adding some more, I'm adding some new stuff. I'm taking a little bit out, putting some new stuff in.
Right.
So it's, you know, I don't even know when this is going to happen, but you know, it's, we're going to make it happen, dude. And it's great because we're excited. We're doing, you know, you guys have heard before, OKC, KC, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Columbus, Grand Rapids, and Chicago. It's going to be an awesome time. And
dude, I love when you run off the cities like that, because usually that's my job and it's in your brain.
It's in my brain now. Once I make the hotel reservations, it's in my brain. That's usually when it happens.
Yeah. No, I get you. I get you. Yeah, it was great seeing Scott and Brandon. Thank you to everybody that joined us.
Yes, man. Yeah, it's great. They're doing great. Their families are doing great.
They really are. Yeah.
It's always a pleasure. And we always talk about getting back out there live. And it seems like a great idea that night, but then it doesn't seem like a great idea the next day. But there might be some events that we can do it at, which we may test out.
Well, you know, understanding that we can do, you know, with a decent amount of, with a quality that we feel okay about.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Doing these one-off kind of things without, without so much preparation that it makes it prohibitive.
Correct.
Means that the one complication is that Scott lives far away, but, going somewhere for a one-off or doing a one-off in LA or something like that. Like that is, it opens the possibilities a little bit more.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, thanks to all that joined us. What's cool about what we do over on Patreon is that the lives that we do are immediately available by replay. So if you didn't see it, but you want to see it, you can.
Yep.
So that's cool.
Yeah. That's great. That's cool. And you can see every concert, by the way, we've done.
Yeah, you get the full treasure trove. Maybe giving it too much. I mean, one man's treasure is another man's
trash.
Trash. Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. A lot of fun. Yeah.
So anyway, so we are so Steve says the fourth is next week.
Dude, I know it's going so fast already. It's like everything's open and now all of a sudden it's summer. And I'm like, what the heck?
We went
0 to 100. It's like, what's going on here? Everywhere's crowded.
Like the hotel is so crowded.
The hotel we stay at, dude. Here's what's so crazy. And I know people probably have heard this. They're like, shut up. You know, when we started doing a lot of our online stuff, it was during COVID, you know, and the studio that we do these live events at, these virtual events, like, we've gotten to know the guys there because we were the only ones doing anything during COVID.
Right. It was empty.
It was empty. And this is a big facility. And this is like where really big acts come to rehearse before they go on the road. And now everyone's going on the road in fall. So like we had our pick of any studio
before.
Now we're back down on the bottom of the totem pole.
I think the word is relegated.
Yeah. We're relegated because when you have Billie Eilish rehearsing and Rob Zombie the same night we are,
and the Foo Fighters
doing the rehearsing while we're doing a live event, I felt like, hey, what are we doing over here?
We thought about inviting them in, but
like, who are these people?
Yeah,
so, but it's pretty crazy though. So that's packed. Like, it's cool to see that they're doing great, right? Because they're awesome guys over there. And then our hotel, we couldn't even find a parking spot.
No.
Like, it's been crazy, dude. It's been crazy, but whatever.
We stay kind of in the Burbank area, so it's close to Universal. It's close to, you know, it's
everywhere.
It's pretty close to Hollywood. It's not close to Disneyland, though.
No,
so like, so I wonder what are people doing tourist trips to like Hollywood?
Maybe Hollywood, Universal Studios. Yeah.
People are out there. They're out. And it's really cool. Like we haven't gone on a trip like that. All the traveling I've been doing in the last 2 or 3 months has been, you know, work is relative term, but it's not for just leisure. So, been interesting to see all these people out there wondering, are people on leisure time now? or is it reconnecting with people and family and friends that they haven't seen for so long? Or
I think it's
what is
everything,
it?
Dude.
Yeah, it's probably everything.
I think it's everything. Everyone's
people,
just happy
people,
to get out and go do
people
it.
Who need people.
That's more musicals for you. You brought out a musical reference the other night and it blew my mind.
Are you sure it was me?
I thought it was you. Maybe it was one of the other guys. It was Brandon. Brandon. Yeah. Nah, that tracks.
Yeah. I don't know musicals, dude.
So you're back at work now.
Yeah, buddy. It's for a short time.
Right. But
then we got 3 weeks off almost, which is crazy to me.
I have to admit, I have not been watching, which is not a surprise.
No, really?
But I just was looking looking at some of the recaps just to.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay. So. All right. I'm just, these are the titles of the recap. So I'm going to save that one because I can't. All right. But this past Tuesday, the 22nd,
you're going way back.
Well, it's just last week.
Okay.
Jason was surprised to learn about Peter's whereabouts. So do you know were you just surprised to hear he's in a fridge?
Yes. Correct.
Well, how did you feel about that?
I don't know.
Cause this was a,
is this
Elizabeth.
A recap? Does it? Yeah. But did that air?
It said it aired on the 22nd. And it shows a picture of you talking to Elizabeth. I think
where's the location?
Let me read. Let's read. Okay. A lot of Jason informed Elizabeth that Peter would no longer be a problem, but Elizabeth urged him not to waste his time. She wanted Jason's trust and she assured him that Peter would no longer be an issue. What'd you do? Jason asked. Is that a direct quote? What'd you do? Yeah. What'd you do?
Probably
how'd you say
like
it?
That. How'd probably not it? That. Not probably not like, like not like you do just like Scooby Doo right there. You're like,
well, but I
what'd
wasn't
you
sure.
Do?
What
would you do?
But no, were you saying it like knowing? Like, wait a second.
Did I
you,
said, yeah, I just said Elizabeth. What did you do?
Like knowing that she did something.
It did something. Yeah. If she's telling me Peter's not gonna be a problem, what'd you do?
Well,
that's the natural response. Like, what'd you do?
Right. But is she one to do things like that though? I don't know.
She's
I don't
not
know.
One, but she would be one to maybe help get rid of, or
okay. I don't know all the sides of Elizabeth.
And I don't know, first of all, what has really aired. So I'm going to be careful.
Right.
Because yes, okay, well, I did have that conversation with her in the hospital and I said, what'd you do? And then Finn walked up and interrupted us.
And then we
pick up the conversation elsewhere.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's aired yet.
She explained that Peter was gone for good and Jason relented. He told her that he would be there for her if she needed help with anything.
Correct.
Help with what? Finn asked as he walked over to them. That was that pretty good?
That was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And that was it.
And that was it. Okay. All right.
More to come.
More to come. Okay, yes. but it's interesting because the title
it says I'm surprised to find out where Peter is, but that could be just a
right. Teaser. That could just be a teaser for sure. Yeah. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. Well, you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy.
It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to Geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com.
I got to say, though, the recap that really jumped out to me, and this is one that we could maybe save for a recap relay.
Sure, but what is that?
Ava and Nicholas listened to an ominous talking bear.
What? Oh, we have to do that for a recap. I don't even want to know the story. Don't just stop right there. We're going to do a recap relay on that alone. I don't even know what that means.
What?
Yeah, no. What? Don't even know. Don't even want to know.
An ominous
bear
talking. An ominous talking bear.
Okay, great. So obviously they dropped acid in the castle. Do maybe some kind of special mushrooms grow on those rocks down there by the ocean?
I don't know
that they're chewing on and seeing an ominous talking bear. I mean, what's happening?
I guess we've decided. I've figured out what Cameron Matheson's character is.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? That'd be amazing.
I'm a bear. No, you're not. You're a human. I know. I'm a bear. That's amazing. That would be awesome.
Oh man.
But does it have anything in there about? Because I had some good scenes with Laura yesterday, I think, that aired.
That was yesterday, Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me look at the Monday recap. The title is Nicholas Tries to Win Ava Back, and he's oily and shirtless. So I can see what tactic he used.
Yeah, did it work?
I don't know. I can't tell if he's wet from, like, swimming home.
Oh, yeah. He probably swam home to Spoon Island.
Right.
Just for exercise.
Maybe the ferry was down.
Yeah. Or the speedboat I used in 1996.
Carly handed Brick a mug of coffee when he showed up in her kitchen, but before they get too involved in family business, Jason arrived. He announced that most of the latest shipment had been saved, but their warehouse has been destroyed. Brick assessed that the Novick family had been responsible and time was running out to push back. Yeah. Jason revealed that there was a plan in motion and Carly gave him a difficult time. Carly made it clear that Jason could not be the person to send the message, and Brick agreed. Jason continued.
That's true.
Carly continued to argue, and Jason finally relented. Brick had people in place to handle it. I was there when you filmed this.
Yes. I remember those scenes with Stephen A. Yeah.
Right. And I gotta say, he is known for being an excitable fellow, right? Like, his energy is high when he does his commentary.
Totally. Yeah.
When he is playing Brick, he is so freaking cool.
I know, it's amazing.
Well, and also just knowing him and having talked to him about it, maybe by now it's a little bit different, but, you know, there's probably parts of him that are jumping around. There's nervousness. There's, anxiety.
Sure.
Like, and it does not read at all.
I think as a person, he's got a good mental game. This dude's got a good, I mean, he's super disciplined. He works early. He's always working. His mind's always working. And he's just like, hey, I'm going to just act like I've been here and do my job. And that's, I think, a lot of, you know, you have to, because you're getting thrown in with people especially with a guy who's never acted.
Yeah.
To start acting with us. And because I know he's a huge Carly fan.
Oh, yeah.
He loves Carly. So I know while he's in the scene, he's like, I'm in a scene with Carly. I'm in a scene with Carly in his head. I was like, I'm with Robert Redford. I'm in a scene with Robert Redford. He's like, that's Carly right across from me. I'm talking to Carly. I got to be cool.
Right. I wonder if she'll notice if I smell her hair. I think, and I'm not sure if it was you or Laura or him, but there's a couple troubles. Somebody went up a couple times. Like, there was something, it wasn't, you guys had to do it a bunch of times. I think there was a lighting thing. There was a,
There was an action with, like, a scone or a croissant or whatever it was.
A croissant.
There was some kind of action like that. Like, hey, Steven, push it away from you on this line or whatever, you know? So
there was a couple technical things. So you ended up doing it a bunch of times. And I remember thinking, man, he's really handling this well.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was fun. It was fun to watch the three of you, because you looked very powerful. And I got to say, I was a little jealous, because it looked like you all belonged together and that you all ran a good company that I wasn't a part of. That's awesome. And I wanted that freaking scone. I wanted that freaking scone. If anybody in the Corinthos organization would eat a scone,
it's you.
It's this guy.
Yeah.
Or a croissant.
Somehow it always goes back to Spinelli.
Yep.
Always goes back. But there was another scene Carly and I had. But I don't know.
You don't know if it aired?
Yeah, I don't know if it aired, so we can't talk about it. But
all right. Are you thinking, okay, Ava arrived at the Corinthos house.
Oh.
To see Avery.
Keep going. Yes, we're getting closer now.
Okay. And she and Carly talked about the little girl. Jason walked down the stairs and he asked what had happened. What Ava filled him in, and Jason wanted to be told if anything happened again. Ava assured him she had taken steps to prevent it, even though Dante had been investigating. She couldn't take any chances. Carly was sorry about the stalking, and Ava was sorry that she couldn't be with the man she loved. Is that Nicholas? She called marriage similar to a performance.
Oh.
And that two people become one person until the enemy struck.
Mm.
She asked to see Avery and headed upstairs. Jason frowned. Carly says, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Okay.
Whoa. Whoa.
What do you think about that?
I mean, because you were just talking.
Because you don't really know what's going on. So.
I don't.
Like in the story. So I'm asking you, what do you think that means?
Well, because, all right. So you, her, and Brick were talking about how to put up how to respond to these other challenges, how sure. to best present the organization in a way that keeps the peace and keeps the sure, other right. organizations from thinking there's a weakness there that they can exploit.
Right.
So you guys are kind of in brainstorming mode as to how to present that strong front.
Correct.
So what Ava said may have given Carly an idea.
Correct. I'm a man of few words right now.
Yeah. So that,
but yeah, that's interesting, right?
Well, that's interesting in so many ways because
I know it is. It really is. Really.
Well,
is.
You know, because obviously Cowboy Sonny is downriver.
I know there's a lot. If you know, there's a lot going on. There's the business. There's the having United Front. There's Brit. There's
yeah. Well, yeah,
a
that's
a lot happening.
Your character's being pulled in a lot of different directions in terms of loyalty, what you want, grief.
Yeah. What needs to be done?
What needs to be done?
What needs to be our priority? So there's a lot going on right now, which is, you know, it's exciting. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So I, you know, and regardless of what the viewers might think about storyline that has led to this place, the opportunity for great story is really there. And, you know, like hopefully people can enjoy the ride a little bit because I think it's going to be fun. It'll be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough of recaps. Let's take some questions. I know we got some questions.
Okay.
We haven't done questions for a while.
Right.
So we're going to take a few questions.
Right. Steve, do you and Maurice ever get in the ring and spar?
No, we don't. We never have.
Is that just because you're nervous to, you know, upset the moneymakers, your faces?
For me, like him, Chad, Dom, they would go in and spar and box. Like him and Chad would spar a lot. Chad Buell.
Right. And not on the boxing set at GH, not in Volanino's, but
gym. Real boxing. Yeah. But you know, when you're sparring, like you got to spar with people like Maurice spars with a lot of people that know how to pull the punches and not hit them full force. Right. Well, hit them, but not really get them. But he has hurt. He has jacked up his ribs multiple times from these sparring sessions.
Yeah.
His nose once. There's no good end to that. Because ego always gets involved.
Right.
And you're like, let's not do this. You know what I mean? You got to have someone you're comfortable with. Like I'll spar with the guy who trains, who I box with and my son box with right now.
Yeah.
Like we won't go to the head, but we'll go pretty hard to the arms and the body and try to get some shots in and stuff. And that's okay.
Sure.
But we're not trying to hurt each other. We're just trying to get some shots in, you know, but it, you know, if you're sparring with just regular people, it's always a problem. It's like doing stunt fighting when we have stunt fights.
Yeah.
People who aren't trained professionals, stunt men.
Yeah.
Cause sometimes they'll give a punch to some, you know, someone coming in under five or day player. And they're like, yeah, I took karate and I did this. And those are always the most dangerous people.
Right.
Like, cause there is no really control. And it's like, you know, it's an art. Stunt fighting's an art. There used to be schools for this.
Right. And now,
right. There's used to be a school for stunt fighting, you know, and now they don't, but I've done it for so long, you know? So, but going back to it, you can't really spar. I would not spar. I don't want to spar with Maurice, and it's boxing. Look, he's fast. He's a good boxer, but if I get a hold of him, it's the game's over. Like he's going to be on the ground crying, begging for mercy. So, you know, are we talking fighting here or boxing? Cause if I get a hold of him, the game's over.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to have a sport fight, I don't know what that is, but like, if you were to actually
like an exhibition fight?
Yeah, if you were actually to participate in a like a real fight of some sorts, would you what medium, what genre of would
me
you want
personally?
Yeah,
I would probably go mixed martial arts.
Right.
For me personally, because
you're going to try to wrap your little foot around somebody and take them down and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to take you down, probably get a few shots in and then take you down. And then I don't know a lot of jujitsu, but
that just sounds like a nice night.
Well, it is a good night. A glass of wine. This is what's going to happen on the road.
Get a few shots.
Give you
in
some wine. Get a few shots in. Take you down. So I don't know, dude. I'm not a big. I've trained in some things, but I'm not. You know, I'm not an expert by any means. But Maurice has no training on the on the ground. So
he's got to
grapple or to wrestle or anything. So
right,
that's where the problem is. If you don't have any training on the ground, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, because it sounds like, you know, it sounds like something you could do. But I think once you get in the ring, I know for me, if I was to get in the ring with somebody, which I wouldn't, but if I had to, like, there's no way, especially for someone that doesn't do a lot of it, for ego not to be involved.
Of course. And that's where the thing,
that's where it goes off the rails.
Fighters. Yes. And that's why there's professional fighters, because you get this adrenaline rush and an adrenaline dump, and you got to learn how to control your emotions and your ego and all this stuff. But what's crazy is they're having all these, you know, all these fights now with like Logan Paul and Jake Paul.
I know.
All these fights. And then now all these celebrity fights are back. Remember they had celebrity boxing on like Fox years ago?
Right.
I mean, it was so ahead of its time. Now you could actually go on like there's Fight TV or there's The Zone or whatever it is. All these apps that have now celebrities fighting like three rounds, two-minute rounds.
Yeah.
With headgear, some without. They had all this YouTube versus TikTok boxers. My son watched that. We watched that. And there's actually some good boxers there. But it's crazy. Like, this is it. This is the new thing. These exhibitions, you know, where they don't count them as real fights, but they're really fighting.
Well, then they're really making money,
and they're making a lot of money. So, you know, Maurice doesn't need to get in the ring.
No,
Sonny Cowboy Sonny stays as a cowboy. He doesn't need to be boxer Sonny.
Right. It is an interesting thing, because like I've seen the advent of that happening, and like Logan Paul is skilled, but
they're both skilled. Yeah.
But then you see like Nate Robinson from the NBA getting in there, and I'm like,
smart.
Well, somebody's going to get real hurt.
So that might've been an ego move.
Yeah.
Strictly ego. Cause Nate supposedly called him out.
Oh, so there was like an internet beef.
Yeah. Yeah. So, listen, dude, it's always the best thing to avoid a fight. Nobody wants to fight. There's reason to fight.
No.
No one feels better after a fight. It doesn't accomplish anything.
It made them some money, probably.
It made them money. Yeah. So I'm just saying in general, it's just, you know, let's not fight.
I love to hear you say that. Toxic masculinity. Let's get rid of it.
No, I don't want to get rid of it.
Well, the toxic kind.
The toxic part. But yeah, I mean, look, you know, there's a time and place for it, but you know,
right.
It's people are too ready to fight, and that's the problem.
Right. Figuratively and literally.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Okay. How many leather jackets has Jason been through since 1996?
If I were to guess, I would say 4 or 5.
Well, I mean, that's the great thing. They are kind of more like I don't want to say they're family heirlooms, but they're like,
I don't even know if we have them all here, which would be really disappointing.
Yeah. Cause like the styles have changed. I mean, do you remember the first one? What was the style of it? You think?
I think it was more of a motorcycle jacket. That's like the first one.
The first kinda, one.
Not like an 80s one, but a motorcycle leather jacket. It wasn't bulky. It wasn't big. But it definitely the style changed, and they went through a couple that didn't stick.
Did you ever go through like the leather, I want to call it a barn coat, but like a three button, almost like an overcoat.
There was a time I believe that I had one of those, and it was, you know,
not great.
Not, not great at all.
No, that just doesn't, it's not flattering. It's very boxy.
Yeah, it's not great. It's like a long coat. It's weird. I don't want to be Trace Adkins. Anybody who knows Trace Adkins will know that he wears a long coat, leather coat, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not my, that's not Jason's thing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. For you, I enjoy the, well, and you know what I'm guessing? I'm used to seeing you in that, the Amazon pleather coat that we wear on the road.
Dude, I love that coat.
And I, that style,
that's my
coat,
favorite coat.
That style of coat for you is the one I like. I think it's,
I love that coat.
There may be two, maybe more of a matte finish would serve.
Correct. I mean, like, a little too shiny.
It's a little too shiny,
but
the style, it, I like
it
that.
Fits perfect. That coat is amazing.
Yeah.
The only disgusting thing about it,
she can't wash it,
is how much we've sweat in it. Okay. When I really think about it, we've probably done almost 100 shows in that coat.
At least.
And I've worn it, and then you've worn it.
I'm fresh as a daisy when I wear that. Wow. Well, thank you for spending this time with us. This was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun, man.
Yeah, to share a weekend with you and talk a little bit about the show. And we are, as Steve mentioned, we are hitting the road in but a couple weeks. Capacities are opening up. So
yes.
There are tickets that weren't available or are becoming available, which is kind of cool. So yes. As Steve said, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, St. Louis, Columbus, Cincinnati, Grand Rapids, Chicago.
Yeah.
And then we're looking forward to August, which will be the New York, Northeast, Boston, Philadelphia, New York, Long Island, Albany, Pelham, Westchester, Nyack, Connecticut.
I think you named like 20 cities, bro. I don't know what's going on. But go to stonecoldthejackal.com. Yeah. All the dates are there. Get your tickets. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a blast. We always have so much fun.
And then on July 31st, we're playing, we're doing a live recording of our podcast with special guest, July 31st, Saturday, in Burbank, California at Flappers Comedy Club.
Yeah, we did a show there before, which was awesome, but we figured we'd do a live podcast. I'm trying to lock down the guest or guests now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be, closer to home. Well, for me at least.
Yes.
And you'll be here on vacation anyway. So
that's right. So it'll be great. Really looking forward to that. It's going to be a fun month, July. Yes.
Yes, it is, buddy.
June was pretty great too.
And so was May.
So was May. Life is good, friends. Life is
good.
Thank you for spending part of your life with us. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Everything again is at stonecoldandthejackal.com. Have a great week. We'll be talking to you soon. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. Well, you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy.
It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. The most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now, let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us. We don't do interviews. We do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink. We play games. We have the song of the week. We have the creative curse word of the week. As long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!